Horrific Network Entertainment. So welcome, everybody, to Starbucks and to a new Campfire Chronicles. I am here with Charlie and Xander at Starbucks on McHenry, down the street from the theater, where we will see Tarot tonight, Charlie. And Xander is about to have his Tarot cards read.
Xander.
And a custom hand that I have created for this episode, Xander.
So, Xander can hardly wait, you can tell.
Yeah. So Xander, really what it boils down to, man, is I need you to open your mind. Mm-hmm. And be thinking about what you truly want to hear this message focused on.
Not.
Okay, so that could be a number of things. It could be one thing. It doesn't have to be any set amount of things, but it needs to be a very focused thought. So don't think of too many things and not be able to focus. One thing, very focused, is good. Cut the cards.
I haven't played cards in a while, so.
So just wherever you want to stop, put another pile of cards. Very good. Okay. So now, what side do you want me to deal from, Xander? This side. Okay. So, I want this to be very clear to you. This is last week. So, last week, okay. This is this week. This is next week. This is like next month. And this is overall, like, as a whole, okay? So whatever your issue may have been, we're about to find out. So, your first card is the Queen of Cups, okay? So, I tell you, I do not, like, have this shit memorized at all, so...
I think I left my headphones in the car.
Queen of Cups.
Can't blame the cards for that.
No, I know. I'm just saying that because they're not in my pockets.
So, somewhere along the lines, last week, maybe into this week, you have found, like, love and affection from a lady with dark hair.
God, I narrowed down. Most of my friends from high school were girls and they had dark hair. But that's kind of a lot.
This would be more of like, did your mom do something or your grandma, or did you get a compliment or a hug or buying something or giving something?
Got a compliment.
We got a compliment.
For what you did. Jimmy about it.
I did something that what Batman and Robin Hood or possibly Jesus would do. save someone from being beaten up.
Oh, okay.
But, and it was just yesterday.
All right, so that's got to have you feeling good. So that was more recently than last week, but yeah, okay. Oh,
yeah, that's true.
This is like supposed to be like immediately. What's up, man? Scared the shit out of me.
What the fuck, dude? You respond to everybody else. You put all this shit in the comments, but you don't respond to us.
Damn, yeah, dude. What the hell?
Yeah. Dude.
What are you talking about?
We've been Saturday. Out here for an hour.
Yeah. What the hell?
You never said yes or no.
Through what?
What are you talking about?
To
yes,
go with
I
us
did.
To Hobbs Grove on Saturday. You never sent a response. Ask him.
No, I said I could not go. I have it in the chat thread.
Hey, yeah, Jimmy.
About a night, though.
Only Jay hanging.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
How are you?
Good
to see you again.
Haven't so good in a while.
I'm employed again. So that's an
Amber,
thing.
You look terrific.
Eight of stars.
I saw your posts. You're really looking hot there.
Oh, my goodness. Thank y'all.
What's up, man?
Feels good, man. I feel like I haven't been around in a while.
Yeah. Jason, Amber, welcome to it. Yeah.
He's trying to figure out what that card means.
This is your Aunt Caro reading.
A me.
He's in touch with the spirits. Maybe that's it.
I can feel it flowing through.
Did you just get these?
No, I've had them since Salem.
Okay. Should have brought mine.
So,
hey, Jimmy, was that you? The Venti Frappuccino with three shots?
Cards everywhere.
Yeah, can you? No. I had a cappuccino.
Was it a cappuccino, sweetie?
I love that.
Did you have three shots or something? Yeah.
Oh, remember?
You
seen the story? Just
so right now it says he's about to become employed.
He is. How'd you know that? That's amazing. He just got. You probably don't remember Robert Altman, do you? From Lakewood. I get my years kind of confused. He's probably maybe a little bit younger than you, or a little bit older. And that's
you about to get a job?
Yeah, but I haven't gotten a call back for an interview.
That is amazing. No, but I mean, she just went this week and
yeah. Well, it's because my brother got a job, and I have to conform to the societal norms.
But save Mark. He's supposed to be.
Yeah, but the cards literally said you're about to have a job, and you are about to have a job. Uh-huh.
That's pretty good, isn't it, Ash?
Yeah.
That was right on. You might have me a believer.
Okay, so now.
I hugged down, I bent over and hugged you more, but Walter decided to destroy me today.
Oh,
so.
No. Next week, the High Priestess.
Oh, I know.
See what the fuck that means. Dude.
I was just going on.
That's wild and nailed it about your job, dog.
Girls. My mom's house. Sam jumps up.
Hey.
To hug.
Nailed it about your job, dog.
Catches me. It was under the chin.
Walter,
so now you need to be able to open yourself to the universe. Damn, hey.
Go ahead.
Right. It says he needs to be able to open his mind to the universe.
Well, I think Xander's mind is usually open to the universe.
Why he has so much knowledge.
That's right. That's why he's so full of that. Full of facts.
Anyway, so we were playing volcano
floor. And for like the next month.
Got melted and I melted to the ground. So I collapsed. And then it just bombed me in my stomach and I heard a loud
pop. Oh.
And I have a whole bruise
forming. Oh my gosh. Jason from Fast Fast West, we're dealing with a fucking ad in the tarot app now.
After.
But,
Yeah.
Even,
I think we're about that age.
Even tarot apps can be. Even tarot apps are,
I
are free from corporate shells.
This is after 2 days of being wrecked.
Yeah.
What kind of spreader?
So you are going to have a decisive victory or a new venture in an intellectual nature. So you're starting your new job. This
I
is
haven't
all,
actually started it yet. I
started my new job too.
I haven't started it yet. I haven't gotten a call for an interview.
You're going to be employed, and literally just this week, he turned in applications.
No, it was because
damn.
My brother got
so
his
your last two,
working
so
permit.
His last two for the month, and then like his overall like bonus one that I just kind of like throw in is a reading. So the way I like to do it is like last week going into this week.
Yeah.
Right now, immediately, like within the next like week to 2 weeks, within the next month, and then like just like an overall bonus, right? Like whatever the thing is that the read is handing out. It literally said like he's about to get a job, and then it said like he's about to do well in his job, and then these last two are like he's essentially gonna like get moved up and fucking get someone fired and take their job or just move
that's
right past
way,
them.
Dude.
Whoa. Cutthroat.
Where'd you get hired at?
He didn't get hired yet.
Yeah, at the St. Martin Oakdale.
We kind of have an in because the manager is an ex-student of mine.
Kind of like Jimmy.
So we're hoping that's accounts for something. So he's going to go in.
It's a great
they're
job.
I haven't even gotten a call yet.
They're going to hire for the summer. You know, stock.
No, for sure. Stuff like
that. Well, I haven't even gotten a call at all the rest of the week. Not
it's,
even Tuesday.
It's really easy in Save Mart, too, to move up.
We'll be back. So yeah, Charlie, we can officially talk about that now. Rachel True is coming back to Sinister Creature Con.
I saw that.
Are you excited? Are you excited that Rachel True and the other girls?
Yeah, we had a great, when I saw her at Midsummer, we had a great meeting. And
but now the other girl's coming, so it's two draft chicks. Are you super excited?
That's neat. Yeah, that is neat. Carissa Balk has really got a lot of...
She's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
remember
she
had a crush on her in the Waterboy movie. She was cute.
Dude, Space Truckers.
Never saw that movie, dog.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
Just the... What was the weird one that
have you seen
she...
the new Monsters at Work yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
She was in about
we didn't finish
Oz.
Season one.
She played Dorothy
season,
in...
It's so
which
good.
One?
They
yeah.
did
so
as,
good.
They did such a good job with, like, the storyline.
She played
and
Dorothy
it
in a
on,
movie
you
that's
can see where
kind of a dark version
it.
Of The Wizard of Oz. It was a high-budget movie at the time, and she was just a kid.
The first season was like that gap between.
I can't.
Like, it
wasn't
like
a gap.
The Great and Terrible Oz or something
pretty close
like
after
that.
The first one ended.
I
takes place during the first one.
I'm still recovering
the first
from
season?
After Bad Batch.
Which
yeah.
I thought it ended with Mike
from.
And Sully like running the place.
Yeah, but it, that. So what it is it leads up to that where they're on the last floor and everything.
Uh-huh.
It leads up to that.
Huh.
It's the in between.
Yeah,
literally the end of like the finale is leads into the ending of the first movie.
So this is
no,
last
I'm
week.
I'm still kind of
until
recovering from Bad Batch.
Monday. Right now, the surrounding era.
It's ending with
area,
one of the
aura.
Best eras ever. Star Wars.
The last day or two.
The animated
next
Filoni
week.
Era. Well,
next month.
That's
why I never finished.
Just
Wars,
you in general.
That's why I didn't watch Bad Batch yet.
Yeah, well, after watching Clone Wars, I noticed that it was heavily inspired not just
so,
by the other previous movies, but
going into
a lot
last
of other
week,
stuff like
into this week.
Like it's the Terror one, Aliens. But
you
know, she's coming out of the walls, man. You know, Chuck, you see like, Cody's men get Private Hudson's through the floor. Can you see it just shooting around like Paxton?
You, since losing
and I just go like,
the job, you really just
like
kind of
Star Wars,
figuring out your overall plan of attack, whether that be get the haunted house squared away,
and then
or
is
chilling
you
with Walter,
this?
To figure
you know
out what it is you
too,
actually
right?
want
Blue.
To do.
The Zygeria one?
That's been...
The when they have to find the other Targaryens from
figuring out exactly
the planet that they're on,
what it is you want
the,
to
against
do.
The Targaryen
so
slave
up
empire,
until like yesterday,
season 4. Oh, the Mortis arc. I say that he's only the one nitpick was the voice getting the voices and stuff. I just feel like you're just gonna do that. Just get used to
now you know what you want to do.
Like it was you and Hayden
and you.
It's not like Hayden's business.
No, yes. The best way to describe it would be what you bring to the table in any given situation. So you want to bring that to the table yesterday, and you want shit to like be going. You need to learn to just chill out and fucking breathe a minute.
Damn,
and let shit happen.
Tarot cards got your number.
They always do. So one thing that I consistently say is that I've never had a reading. Wait. One reading. And that was at Snelling, because that was some bullshit there.
So,
it was the haunt Snelling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that, it also kind of wants you to realize that it's normal to feel this way coming off of the period you just had, because it's not always normal to have time to just sit and reflect what you've got to do. And now that you have had your reflection time and you know what it is you want to do, that's why you feel even more antsy right now. But you need to just chill out. So going into next week, chilling out.
The dog just said in an interview today,
I made banana nut bread today. Chocolate chip banana nut bread.
It's
good.
But it's weird that it's like this weird whack ass Roosevelt.
That's what happens.
I know. It just pulled out right before we got here.
And I quoted George Lucas in the comment.
Nothing's for free.
As the wise man once said, it's poetry. You said that about episode 3. And a lot of people just don't get the hate of it. Like me, I don't get the hate of it. Everyone says...
Just say it, Jimmy.
One of the cringy parts was...
You're going to have a tendency to want to rebel against the authority when which is higher than you are.
No, really?
That doesn't...
Wow.
That's what Obi-Wan says in episode 4.
Where's that coming from?
You can, like, point to anything such as... Like convection, your family morals, structure, religion, your daily regimen, your dogma and comfort.
Yeah, and I came up with so many what if scenarios for
comfort
Star Wars
level,
like, kind of like
of a situation.
Show, but
any of these can be granted. Or just knowing that the person has a higher education and is making more than you are going to want you to want to rebel against this person because you bring more to the table than this person. Again,
when he finds out how long
you gotta fucking chill out.
I just feel like, come on,
I know how to do that.
Because you're winning.
You're the smartest one in the room, Ash. You just can't. Show it.
It's like me getting ready to give up on this job.
So you gotta
just chill out.
You gotta chill out. Is what it's saying. Like you're gonna be. That's gonna be the fucking challenge of the situation. It's going to be a situation that you like. And theoretically, you could even like hypothetically make a difference or move up in. But you're gonna have to put up with some bullshit. The challenge of the situation. The challenge of the situation is gonna be: are you able to chill out with this one?
The original
Nemesis presents it to you.
I cannot wait for you to get this job. And all, like, when you come home and you're like,
which leads
like,
us
this
to
happened at work, this is bullshit, and I'm going to go, Ash,
a truce.
Chill out.
So after all the bullshit, there will be a truce.
Got into hammer, show up in it.
So, guess what?
Yeah, that's a lot of years of watching,
isn't it? According to the cards, it's going to be a guy.
Have you got a lot of time on my hands?
So
like,
your boss is going to be like somewhat of a
guy. Your boss is there too, huh?
Yep.
Your boss
is all guys.
Your boss is going to be like some kind of like some douchebag probably.
I'm taking the shortcut.
Well, hey, the dog
the thing is that he's going to take you on some kind of fucking hero's journey, so to speak, and you're going to find out he's not that much of a douchebag. He is an idiot, but he's okay. And you guys will be okay.
You want to know what's really funny? Everything that you just said about that guy is everything that I said in my first, like, meeting with that guy in my head.
That's so hilarious.
That's going to happen. But you'll be better for everything. But up until, like, this is, like,
yeah,
the holiday season, maybe. So you gotta fucking chill out for a little bit. Chill out. When this guy presents himself in like August, chill the fuck out. Just go to Halloween Horror Nights. Chill the fuck out. Chill out. Chill out.
I'm so excited. That's gonna be all I'm gonna say to you.
That's if I even get this job. I've been waiting for long.
Hey, Ash.
Okay, and then overall,
might be something else.
Your bonus.
I got Greg Garrel. Greg Garrel.
I was like, I was surprised there wasn't a card of swords out there. I always get a card with swords. It's usually the seven of swords.
Robot chicken.
It's an awesome sweatshirt.
Hot topic.
Oh,
really?
Fuck yeah.
Man, you're always desirable.
I got him one too.
So but it's just, wear it. But it's
so
just
together to the movies.
But it's just.
And he hasn't worn it.
It's the summer. You know, I don't wear long sleeves.
I freeze in the theater. It's an old man.
I know it's going to be cold because it was
chilled
the
fuck out.
They had the AC kick and I get it.
And you're always fighting the anxiety and unrest.
I just freeze every time I go.
That's going to be your constant battle. You learn how to battle that.
It's an old man thing.
The rest of the phone in place.
Have you seen any of the old Charlton Heston? The
H
movie,
it's pretty accurate.
No,
there you go.
Grant, you're saying this one is better than those.
All of the above.
Yeah, it sounds like people paid off by Disney to say that.
Got that Two of Cups memorized.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the Proximus of Caesar
all right,
looks
next.
Like
she wants to do it. She
loves
it.
Jimmy
read my tarot before when I was at Sinister with him, but you didn't get
updated. You want an updated reading?
That was just from today.
No, she wants one. Like, she loves this stuff. She's got
it.
I mean, look at my
book.
You have the cards, right?
I don't.
You said you had it.
I have cards.
You have cards.
Hers? I missed the last part of it, but
basically,
yeah. So every time she's upset with you about it, she starts to just go, "Hey, remember what Jimmy said? You just gotta chill out." And she's just gonna chill right out, dude.
You got to understand that when I do this at Sinister Creature Con, the cost when you come to the panel
well, hey, that's
is
my brother that lives with my dad not far from here.
$49.99 Apple Pay fee.
Yes. My own
and then
father
if we go over the
with,
20 like, minute time limit, it will be 5 minutes.
I even told him,
she
said, you need to lay down the law with him.
Who is that lady?
Wait,
what is it? No, the
what'd
one
you say,
she used to do the Madame Medusa or whatever.
Fucking
her name.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. You were saying something about panel room and time limit, so I was just.
In charge. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I have one of these every morning.
Nope.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
My first spread of the new year.
Go ahead and cut those cards.
My first spread of the
however
new year.
However, which
has
you
want to
cut them. You cut them into however many piles you want to give me to draw from, you go ahead and give me.
Game of the lemonade.
Cross, you want to do.
Rachel True gave the
happy face. I don't give a fuck.
Gave the best explanation of how she reads the cards and interprets the cards. When Jimmy was talking to her the last, not the last one, but at the convention.
Do you want me to do a cross for you? This is what a cross would be.
She said the cards open you up so that things that are true and things that are out there just kind of come into focus when you put the cards down. Just helps you focus.
Okay. So what am I doing?
So
I've only done like once myself.
What pile do you want to be drawn? Your cards to be drawn from?
I don't think there's enough of us to have.
We're only going to be using 5 cards, so you got enough in whatever pile. So whatever pile's talking to you, that's what we're going to go for.
There's only four cars.
Just to prove to you. One, two, three.
There's more than
four, five, six. Okay. So your cards are your cards. They're in your pile. That pile was talking to you. There was enough cards in your pile.
Have you watched Tales of the Empire yet?
Listen,
if I
pull the tower again, then we're fucked.
The tower?
So you know.
What
no,
do you mean?
No,
I don't know what that means.
My beginning of the year spread had the tower.
So this is like last week up
people
until
are wanting it in the animation style.
We're still waiting for it.
No, no, but the thing
within
is,
within the next
alone
72-ish hours.
But the main problem is it going to be original, or is it going to be original
month?
And then it's going to be based off of the current comic?
We did inspection.
Just your card. You have one extra card.
Because it seemed like Ocean Invader had some history.
Do you want to switch this card?
But you came back and told me one thing wrong with the house, and it was in the bathroom.
So,
Charlie,
you want to know what that card is? Do you want to know what that card is?
We're waiting to find out for sure. Because we're pre-ready
or after?
At the end.
Because I want to see Darth Vader's
story. Probably going to have a random
see what Vader did while
first, this card that we're going to do.
I'm learning that there's nothing wrong.
Charlie, you haven't said what you expect the movie to be. The tarot card movie that we're seeing.
You know, I made the mistake of looking at Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't do that.
Not good.
So your first card is the five of swords.
Now question, is it reversed as it's facing me or facing you?
Well,
so like, is it upright right now or is it reversed?
The house. So like, within the last 2 weeks, did you deal with some kind of battle?
Yeah,
you know,
for my,
some kind
for
of like
home,
a hell of a battle.
Yeah, with the home loan.
Black Series one?
Did that situation get like shitty?
I was gonna get it.
Like, you fell almost.
Are
you recording? Well, no, like, you like, it fell like personal. Like, this.
I got that Magneto helmet.
Like, that people were like going after you at a personal slap.
About the house?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
yeah,
now that this issue is taken care of, this is like a big battle one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. This issue just got over with.
Well,
yeah. Like within 72 hours.
Yeah, probably that's actually probably pretty accurate.
Late last week to early this week.
Yep.
We're going to be 2 hours away in present. So
oh yeah, that would be weird.
Damn.
What are you guys doing?
It says hello.
Oh,
they're doing
wow.
it halfway to Halloween. It's Hobbs Grove. We
so,
went to them last year.
As of right now.
And it was
that's
where a lot of the inspiration is coming from.
Unless it's
doing.
In reverse.
Yeah.
So which way is it facing you?
It's fine.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
The ghost salon.
You know, I probably would, except for that.
Remember that everything
happens. But something where I need to stay close to home.
Whether things go up or things are going down.
And also, you got we got Castle Sting coming up on the port next week.
Understand that usually, like.
That's sounds okay, cool, though.
You have to understand that the universe is very much
she's doing okay. She's having some tests.
Balance.
Okay.
And she's always been telling me she's been okay, but then I get something. Then I hear something else from you.
Usually,
no, she's okay.
That karma
just,
will find
you know,
its way back.
I always
tell
her that when
she
wants to do something that that might exert her, I tell them
like,
all right.
People under have to understand.
No.
What I've kind of come to understand is like karma.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner
is because like people think that like popcorn. Karma and your aura are kind of like.
Are you going to get popcorn?
Interlaced.
No. You know, I had that. You know,
aura
I had that
is
kind of
like the energy you give off, right? Your karma is just kind of like the energy of what you're.
And
then
I got my and I got a dental
of,
appointment the
your,
day after Castle
like
Sting.
Like what your
so.
Soul gives off, energy wise, like soul
and
radio
and I,
waves.
You forget, we're gonna watch gunfight.
So that like positive.
When
karma,
are you gonna do that?
Is it just like hovering around you all the time?
That's
sometimes.
Why I'm gonna buy it the day after
you
Castle
need
Sting.
The positive karma to
because
be
you know how the original plan was that I would stay
interlaced
a couple of days
to you.
up and keep watch on him and see how he is after this procedure. But do you think he's still going to have
whenever
it?
Whenever you're putting that shit out into the universe.
Bad again a little bit.
So you just being a fucking overall positive person makes somebody stay better and you don't even realize it. But that positive karma is...
When would that be?
Next week,
before the 14th. So it's appreciated. So you just have to understand.
Yeah, did you hear
that
when WrestleMania is
going to
be?
So when you're feeling low,
that's okay. You know, 420.
When you're feeling, but
that's
understand,
like,
yeah,
would you guys consider
feeling low
is
normal?
I know
so
it is
going to
be in Vegas.
High.
What's in Vegas?
Understand
WrestleMania
the highs.
Yeah, but did you hear CM Punk get
launched by AEW and Mac?
Kind of like immediate future.
AEW. Since we've done Double or Nothing, it's been amazing.
Yeah, did you hear that CM Punk got locked in for 2 days at the WWE headquarters? I was starting to laugh my ass off those whole 2 days because of the fact that he said he caused
How does he get locked in?
He was in the bathroom.
Did he not have a cell phone or something?
No, he was locked in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's nice.
He was changing. He was done from working out because they got a gym there.
It's a house that they're looking
at. He was at the gym in the headquarters. He was working out and he got done. But he didn't know that everyone left. So he thought everyone else was there.
Right away.
They're
gonna have some kind of celebration.
He recently gave a tour of the headquarters.
A lot of happy.
He punched Andre the Giant's statue in the nuts.
Lots of success and harvest.
If you heard like a loud hollow bong sound when he hit it.
Success particularly through teamwork or partnership.
Chris Jericho's.
happy and harmonious relationship.
But with Andre the Giant, I was
It says slash
no,
house party.
You will awaken.
I'm not really sure what that's about, but whatever.
Does it really?
He was giving
Kim
his nickname for God's sakes.
I don't know.
House party, Jay.
Enrage him.
It's weird. But
the lawnmower.
Because it's just kind of like fucking trees over a castle, right? Like it's kind of random to have house party. But yeah. So
that's a super idea.
So like celebration parties.
That, that adds a great,
lots
of party
about,
bit of ambiance.
And then the
pool. I mean, not that you would need
which
it anyway. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. That's why I'm like, they don't turn out great. I don't care. If we just
pool. Yeah. You got the vines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look
transition.
At the original Let It Be movies on there now. Oh yeah, they come out with something
particularly
like Get
for
Back.
Whatever
for
reason.
Beach Boys.
It makes a point to point out that you've outgrown whatever the past
may
be.
But
you don't want to necessarily jump into
what
the ever
experience was of the band and what went on during their time and everything.
You don't want to take what the next step is, particularly.
Yeah,
you're happy where you are.
I cried at the part when I saw
now you guys kind of see, like, figuratively, like, we want this.
I just feel like, why not?
I don't know, whatever that is.
Huh? That was the guy from
whatever that may be, you guys know what you gotta do. Like,
really?
I don't fucking know what it is. Maybe you gotta, like, get yourself some, like, Asian kids or something.
I don't know. John Lennon.
But you guys do know.
I mean,
deep down, like, if you had a conversation, what do we got to do to do?
It seems like
you guys would look at each other and be able to be like, we're lying to each other unless we say this.
And no joke, he repeatedly walks, talks, and looks like
it. When you're ready to actually do that, you'll be ready
to
attain whatever it is you're trying to attain.
You got
and then your overall
the tower.
Even seems like one of the boys.
The six of swords.
Yeah. You want to know something? I've come to terms with it. The She-Hulk show wasn't as great as I thought as I held it up to be.
Which show?
The She-Hulk TV series.
I think you just feel that way because Ryan Reynolds shut that down.
So it's a journey to a better location.
And
Brie Larson.
And also, they could have just gone off by the original.
It
by
also
the two
points
Marvel
out
runs
the journey being
with
particularly
the
by
She-Hulk
water, which is wild.
Because it
but
they first the
journey to
the episode when Charlie Cox came back. Everyone says besides the show being crappy, that was one of just the best episodes because we got Daredevil.
That's pretty freaking accurate, actually.
Wow. And so lots of battles won, lots
also,
of kind of hardships overcome.
The whole reference,
lots
know, the
of battles
show.
For sure.
What's that one?
I kind of like that, but they're just kicking
the tower.
The down route, making a live action She-Hulk show post Bill Bixby Hulk show because Bixby wanted to do it, but he died before the show ever got made. And I have denied
Ember has.
It would have been a little
bit
freaking Hulk.
But,
what?
So compared to, the problem is, Marvel Universe created the...
It's bad.
Yeah.
So,
it's bad
to go to a person.
Everyone?
Make up a costume so
cute. Well, everyone says that... Of all the performances of Hulk in the movies, they say that Norton's is better than Ruffalo.
What are you looking at me for?
No, I mean, for
you're making me nervous.
You got it.
I mean, this is kind
of
wild.
Okay.
So remember Amber's pile that she drew out of like all the piles for us to do the hand from.
Right.
Had six cards, right? And I said the sixth card, Amber, do you want to know before or after your
reading?
And she said after, right?
Right.
She goes, well, what was the sixth card? The sixth card was the sun.
It was not the original head of the comic.
Amber has
the sun
tattooed on her arm.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Jim, maybe you should charge money.
Yeah, but
do
you have any
having
the rest
of the I mean, that's kind of wild, right?
It's wild. Tarot.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Okay, so Amber's pile that she wanted to, like, be drawn from had six cards, right? We only need five.
For the reading, right?
And I'm like, do you want me to tell you what the sixth card was before we do the reading or after? And she goes, after. So we do the reading, and it's like as relevant as yours was. And so she's like, what's the sixth card? The sixth card was the sun. Amber's got the fucking tattoo.
Free comic book day. No joke, someone had a full on R2-D2.
You're
at Nick's,
Jane.
No, it's okay.
I told
mine was
next time I got
basically
I feel like that was
incorporated
ours.
Into hers.
I gotta go like, what are you doing?
Jay, what are you expecting out of this movie?
Dude, I'm expecting big things. I actually think
will this movie perform as well as my tarot card reading?
I'm gonna say
as well
no. I was gonna say the
my
same
tarot
thing.
Card readings.
You were pretty on point tonight.
Yeah.
He was.
So I'm
going to
say no. It's going to...
I mean, it's pretty
that's a high bar
easy
tonight.
To film a movie about tarot card readings coming true.
This one.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys. I hate to bust your bubble right now.
I'm going to say 7 out of 10.
Yeah?
None of these characters will be available in HCW, the game.
Oh.
None of
them.
I'm sorry.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes on this movie
it's
so far?
19%? Jesus Christ.
I'm going 7
good.
Out of 10.
Out of about 39 critics, I think it's 19, which is...
What do they know?
Is that critics score?
Well, okay, that means
score?
That out of 100 people...
Actually, I always say that. Don't go
that actually
critics,
means out of 100 people, let's think of it like this. Out of 100 people, 19 of them liked it.
And they have, because
and guess what? I would say that probably... 7 of those 19 are sitting at this table.
So that's...
Yeah, that's 56% audience scores. So.
56?
That's
okay, out of 100, 56 liked it.
56 is higher.
So that means 3.5 coming from us.
Not really good for an audience.
Got a
5
out of 10 on IMDb right now.
Yeah, I'm going 10 out of 10 tonight, guys.
I think 7's the safe
going against the grain.
Like 7's the safe.
I think 7.
It's ranking 37 out of 100 for out of 184 for the most popular movies.
Telling you what, things are trending up.
The return
It's a good idea. It's a good idea for a movie. See what they do with it. Maybe it'll be better.
Not wrong there.
No, but I think that's like an every week thing. Things are trending up.
Why are you going to Midsummer?
Because things are not trending up? Is that?
No, it's not even that. I'm going to Hawaii. And I literally come home right before Midsummer. So if I do go to Midsummer, I'm not going to know I'm going to Midsummer until right before it. And then it becomes, do I want to pay whatever the last price cost is? And will I not be an asshole the whole time I'm there?
Because
at the age of 40, I have come to find out it's not about can we do it. The question of can we do it.
Speaking to the mic, because who I want to
the question, record this. The answer to can we
what
do it.
What did you think that was?
Because my 73-year-old dad, the answer is yes, we can do it. The question really is will I be an asshole?
No.
And if the answer is if you're making me do this right now, I will be an asshole, then it's best not to do the thing. Like, just continue napping or whatever it is you're doing.
I feel like that's what life is like for you.
Or sleeping in general. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I try not to do a lot of stuff because I'm worried I'm going to be an asshole, so...
There it is.
Me just, too!
Just don't do it.
That's great advice, Jimmy.
Just don't do it and don't be the asshole. That's all I'm going to say, man.
And that... and that is trending
coming, I'm coming to the Horrific Network shop. I'm going to announce right now.
Gender, listen. Announcement.
Specifically for this summer.
What?
A whole new, like, line of shirts. With, like, phrases. Like, all kinds of different shit.
I still have the graphic work for the Plastic Charlie shirt.
What's the Plastic Charlie shirt?
The Plastic
I see
Charlie
that.
Shirt finally needs to happen.
I want to see that.
The, but the, just don't do it. Don't be an asshole.
Well, mine.
I gotta like listen to this podcast again and get the quote exactly right. That, but man, that shirt's coming.
Quoting the rowdy, quoting up the rowdy man.
I think Tarot's going to be a 9.5 out of 10.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Your face looks like Ringo.
Oh my God.
You look like Ringo.
That shirt. Do you remember that?
Papa, you look like...
I do not remember
Papa,
that.
Papa, you look like Ringo.
I'm still recording, yeah.
You.
What do you
want to
say, Jason, from Fast Pass with Fuzz? When is Fast Pass with Fuzz going to come back?
Andrew made him look like Ringo.
Are you recording now?
I kind of remember that when he was doing those
Fast Pass Bus is officially making its comeback. Starting this weekend, we're going to be back out into the fold doing things, and the channel is going to be back up and running.
Yeah, I've been always...
Hit a little bit of a speed bump, but...
Yeah.
We're back.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
Damn, I don't know when I started recording, but I've been recording. Okay, we're coming up on the movie theater right now. Wow. You say there's used condoms? Holy shit. Okay. People are fucking, and I'm reading tarot cards. Like, I hope you guys understand how clearly and magically I performed that tarot show.
It was impressive.
To open the podcast. Like, these guys are all...
If you've seen the movie Basketball, it was like when Trey Parker falls asleep, and then they blow the air horn, and he shoots, and makes it right in the basket. That was Jimmy.
It's in my wallet.
It's right there. You thought he was asleep, but nope.
I've nailed it.
I'm going to have to wait for Jimmy. Someone's
got
the ready
to check. I got to get the fucking... Here we go.
Auditorium
7,
down the hall.
Thank you. That was where we saw Boogeyman. Cool.
I still haven't gotten my mom to watch that yet.
Auditorium 7, and then we're E339.
Do you want my card?
This movie, Charlie, it better not be that shitty.
I hope it's not, Jim. I had high expectations based on the trailer, but.
My aunt
never judge a horror film by the reviews.
Hey, the tarot card reading I performed.
No, that's pretty impressive, Jim. I was impressed. More impressed than I've been with any of your tarot readings. And I thought you were pretty good last time, but when you said that Xander was going to get
Job.
Yeah, job. You tell just you, nailed that.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'll tell Amber, too, because I feel like emotionally she won't be able to handle this.
Uh-oh. Well.
You've noticed that the last time I told I performed tarot, 1 out of 10, you would say, was a what? 4.5?
Yeah.
Maybe a little higher.
Tonight would be a what? 10?
I don't know. For Xander, you were right on, yeah. 9 or 10, for sure.
We'll be back. So, again, we're not really seeing any trailers. It's just commercials for shit thus far. This is fucking wild that movie theaters have come this low.
Yeah, that bothers me, too.
Whatever just happened with the days of the film,
lower, dog, lower, lower. We're still in public. Fuck. Goddamn.
When these orange dreams go frosty, so this takes me back, man.
Like taking the trip when we land. Yeah, fuck them. Like these commercials, get the fuck out of here. Get Wendy's new orange dreams go frosty. Like, who gives a fuck about orange?
Just me, because
nerds.
I don't go to the movies to watch commercials.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, okay, I'm rolling, I'm riding, I'm flexing, I'm driving. You know when I come through, there best be no problem.
Like, who gives a fuck about this?
The union of fruity, sweet, gummy, and tangy, crunchy nerds.
Oh, cool.
Nerds gummy clusters. Unleash your senses.
Suck a dick. How about that? Oh, but Xander's gonna jizz all over Doctor Who right now.
You ready for this? I have been to the ends of time and back.
Damn.
I am
Xander. Xander just came in his pants so hard.
I don't know.
See, Papa, did you see the boots?
I'd love it if you came with me.
Hold on tight.
I know. He's always been talking about.
Well, it's tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure Xander came two, maybe three more times. Holy shit. Xander. Are you going to be Doctor Who for Halloween?
Movement that inspires.
Possibly. I'm going as David Tennant's recent doctor.
Well, Pixel, after 16 years, this AI stuff's moving too fast for this old household. iPhone?
That's the idea.
The city needs both of us. I can't go on. It's up to you now, Pixel.
Jesus, phone commercials.
Cut the red wire. I don't have hands. Calls coming from inside the house.
That's clever.
Hey, grab me one too.
Bro, Pepsi commercial. Unbelievable, Charlie. What time is it? Bro, what time is it? The movie starts at 7 o'clock.
Right, what time is it?
We bought tickets for a 7 o'clock movie.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta keep track of that.
We should probably drink these back.
When the movie actually starts. The Phantom Menace. Okay, that'll be the first.
Sorry, lemon lime soda.
The reason why I say that is because I looked at it when we went and watched the Phantom Menace this weekend.
It's different, yeah.
That was supposed to start at. Okay, now we're doing the Regal ride.
What time was it supposed to start?
It was supposed to start at 12:10.
What time did it start?
12:22.
Jeez.
So, it started 12 minutes late. This was supposed to start at 7, right?
Yeah, it's 7:12 right now.
So that.
No prefix.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
That's about so we had about like an hour or two of the black swimming. This is one kill.
Forgive me, Father. I have sent.
Oh, this is the new Russell Crowe one.
Coming to me off the back of somebody else's tragedy.
Which, hey, they need to hire Russell Crowe right now to be in Ahsoka.
So what's with this age? Have you forgotten what kind of movie we're making?
Action.
Lord have mercy.
All kinds of messed up stuff happen when they were making movies like The Omen or The Exorcist. And the guy your dad replaced? Everything's cursed.
With my father's voice.
So you're blacking out again? What is it this time?
This is something else.
He's off his meds. He's erratic. Father, what do I do?
You're gonna think that like,
I was saved once.
You're going to think I'm crazy, especially telling you this to this kind of a trailer, right? But this is definitely really true. Okay. So.
He may be coming back.
He's not worth saving. And you know it.
Back,
I know you're afraid.
Back when I lived with my parents, right?
Me too. It's all right to be afraid. Have faith. He will protect his children. When it happens, run.
Sorry, it's the same person. Can I just the Pope's exorcist? The man in the movie called Exorcism?
Yeah, man, they're not related at all.
They're not?
No.
Yeah, did you see who played the priest? Jimmy? The one with the short hair? Jimmy? Did you see who that was?
No, bro, I didn't. Shut up.
Don't look at me like that.
No?
It's just something.
No, the other one. No, it was from Frasier.
Okay.
Frasier?
We're trying to watch this right now. So anyway, bro.
Hello? We need
some help. You have 5 seconds before the door is sealed. Four, three, two. What is happening? What is this place? They'd be very interested in someone new.
It's a wind down on the other side. They come every night.
And they watch us. What is that? What are they doing? Applause. For you, Mina.
How long have you been here?
I don't know.
You've never seen one.
No one sees one and survives.
They have come to our world for a reason.
I'm not supposed to be here, and I'm not staying here.
They allow us to live because we follow their rules. You have broken too many.
I will die!
What did you say?
I'm trying to get in. I saw myself.
Someone's out there.
It's my husband. This is a trick.
Okay, fish is right.
Not so good.
I don't know what to say about that movie. Holy shit.
So... Everybody's dead. How about we start at the beginning?
So,
okay, here we go. Jess, Rita, this is my childhood buddy.
Cody.
That's my wife. Tom,
Vic, my left and right hand man.
Perfect.
Tom.
Hi. All right, who did this?
This is Rita, Sarah. Sarah, Frieda.
She nails. Thank you.
This is our resident wonder boy. Heather. Camilla.
What's
up, man?
Like,
I'm talking, we're going to
Montana
for a few
big,
days.
Like,
do you guys
want to
come?
This is out crazy. Of body, but
did we just
body
jet off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
Oh, he's not a stranger.
Oh,
like, he's Slater Kane.
Everybody say, make some
memories!
Wearing, like, brown. Did everybody get that? We're
having a great time. We're drinking champagne.
The girl
So do you think human sacrifices before
really
or after
girl,
the legendary parties of
State
of Kane? Not what I thought it was going to be.
Wait a minute.
Both, please.
Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
Super
I'm having a great time here. I also have this feeling that I'm
like 99% sure.
Where's my knife? Who has my knife?
Oh, dude, your eye.
Oh, no, no, right?
There's something weird going on here.
Everybody's
smiling,
laughing, like 1960s life attempts.
Like,
I'm having a great time. I'm like, I'm having a great time.
And so,
there's something.
I could just tell by, like,
this
the
place
texture
of
the seats, the carpeting, and
where's Jess?
The style of the apartment. That, like,
my friend, that was in the room next to mine.
Like,
wake up!
The way everyone is dressed, everyone was, like, dressed up. Like, it felt very formal at this point.
Okay, but, like, how?
Like,
something making us forget.
The person I was with, like, we were both.
Wait, no, what's really going on?
Her and I were, like, in a relationship. But I don't know, like, the extent of the relationship. But we definitely work together. Like, we were on a business trip on this plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, the fucking, like,
this is my husband Ben.
Side
of the plane
explodes.
And we're going down. And, like, everybody says, like, when you die in your dream, like, you wake up before you die, right?
It's so quiet around here.
Okay, I'm not waking
neighbors
up.
You made it!
Welcome.
Like, the plane's going down, like,
just to
I'm seeing fucking people
getting
sucked out the side of this plane as we're going down, like,
movies, doctor's
I hear
orders
people, like, screaming, like, Jesus, forgive me, like,
very good.
Dude, we're fucking dying.
Settle in, I promise you guys, it could be a
and
great weekend.
And we finally fucking, like,
how long has it been?
17 years.
17
years.
You
get less than that. Something's not right with him.
He has a condition. Makes it hard for him to communicate.
Oh no.
But God is a doctor, Miles. I'm not a doctor. What?
But didn't you say you were a doctor?
Did I? Look at their faces.
Of course I'm a bloody doctor.
Agnes, why don't you and him show us the dance that you've been working on?
I've been working on my job. I've been very long. Where did you come from? Where did you go?
What is wrong with you? Just feel the rhythm in your feet. Right? One, two, this is the one.
Oh! What is wrong with you? I want to pack up the car, but I want to leave right now.
I'm just sad to see you go.
So anyway,
I wake up and I'm
like, I've been pretending it's normal since we got here.
The tips of my fingers, fully suspended, hovering, nowhere.
Remember that time you guys came to stay?
And then...
You flipped out and tried to leave without saying goodbye?
So, I've talked to several parapsychologists and I've told them this.
We get story. How uncertain the future is.
And they were like, damn, like it sounds like you like,
we didn't create.
Had a past death experience.
So, what's going to happen next?
I guess it is
going to flashback. Because our future is...
Bro, I don't even know how to, like...
The life we've chosen has prepared us for this. So we're going to build bridges and hospitals in a day. We're going to save families from disasters.
The only way I can... I truly can describe it, honestly, is, like... You know when, Harry dips his fucking face in... Voldemort's cloudy shit and watches memories and shit.
The next greatest generation,
like, even at that, he can't feel shit. So when, like, he's just watching it unfold, like, this is like, you are a person.
Ginger ale and nothing else. I know dogs fresh for the man and yesterday.
You,
give me one. Yeah, there you go. Rest.
Like, I guess I...
That Skittles on the counter, Marcus.
Freaked out to the point of, like...
Your business, put your tarot
card I gave myself
Marcus
fully
in the
to whoever this person was.
You
want to
deal with him, you want to deal with me.
And I was just along for the ride. Versus, like... If I knew I was still in there, like,
no, sir. You need to get a job. I'm a U.S. Marine, sir.
Like, what if I got
it?
What if, like,
Dad, look. We now have evidence that the late Captain Conrad Howard of Miami PD was working with drug cartels.
Like, who fucking knows?
Captain Howard is being framed.
What does that do?
What the hell?
He's texting us from the other side.
Like, holy shit.
I'm probably dead.
Knowing now, like, would I go back if I could?
High up this goes,
dude, that shit seriously was wrong. The fuck out of me. I wasn't for a really long time. And then at that, I couldn't normally say.
We got two suspects, Lowry and Burnett.
I could not sit with the window to my left for the longest time.
Y'all are some terrible fugitives.
And then it's like, fuck.
I need Nasty, my bad boy. I got this. What you don't know?
Ride or die.
Just because we black, we still in your...
What?
Look at your shirt.
Why don't you sing us a little Reba song?
Reba.
Play your favorite.
I'm a woman. So I'm a strong black woman. Yeah, because she's not black. What you gonna do? What you gonna...
That ain't no Reba song.
It's from her mixtape.
What the fuck?
Yes, they're coming out with the Bad Boys 5, Jimmy.
I didn't even know they paid 3 and 4.
Hey, Joe. In gold. Miss, you're on fire.
very original. No, I do not want to stop rock and roll with you.
No, your book is on fire.
Oh my God.
Alcohol and flame. They like each other. Cold days.
Kelly Jones.
Public support for the moon mission is rock bottom.
Every day, something is breaking.
And we're dead. Again. We're blowing up.
The space Charlie, program we're at 727.
What's that?
727. And you are the very best.
Excuse me? What are you doing?
I tracked you down because I felt me.
Okay, we have made it to the final ship before the actual movie. It will be 7:30 before the movie starts. Phantom Menace started 12 minutes late. This movie starts 30 minutes late. Unfucking believable. We'll be back after the movie. Regal Bro, Regal Unlimited, Regal O, start the movie, when we want, app says one thing, yeah, right, yeah. Charlie, this movie.
What did I just watch?
This movie. Does it take itself too seriously? I don't know what we just saw, Charlie. Like,
you saw a good attempt to make a good movie, and I don't think that it was that great. It did have some nice set pieces, though. Some nice creepy scenes in it. Ultimately, I don't think it was as good as it wanted to be.
So what do you give it, Charlie?
Well, I would have given it a really low score at the beginning, but I think it did get better as it went along. So I'll give it a probably between a 6 and a 7.
6.5. Xander, what do you give
6.5. What do you give it?
I give it a. I'm not sure if there's an actual ranking for this, but what the hell did I just watch?
Okay, give it a ranking.
Between 4 and 5.
Okay, 4.5.
4.5 from Xander. Holy shit. Okay. Jason from Fast Fast with Us.
I'm going to give it a 7. I thought there were some really great parts. There's two parts I didn't like. The after credits thing kind of fixed at least one of those things for me. I mean, I don't know how much you want me to spoil in it, but I thought that one of the deaths, it was really dumb because they'd kind of already figured out that you shouldn't do what their tarot card reading predicted, and literally right after they figured that out, the first thing they do was the opposite of that. You know what I mean? And I thought that the first one was dumb, and then same with the other guy, but then it kind of made it okay that the other guy didn't get taken out. But I thought that those two in a row I was really frustrated with because they established the rules of it, and both of them were immediately like, nah, I'm not going to listen to that. I thought the tarot characters looked great and were really creepy.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Yeah.
Some of those scenes,
too. So ultimately, though, you gave it a 7. Amber, what do you give it?
I think I'm going to give it an 8.
Holy shit, you loved it.
Didn't.
So Charlie Xander giving it 6.5 and 4.5. Jason Amber giving it 7, 8. Ashley, what do you give it?
8.
John?
8.
Wow, okay.
What does Jimmy give it?
Jimmy's going in at a 9.5.
Yeah, it definitely did not live up to my expectations.
Literally, I think my biggest thing was is that it was just so little.
Yeah, it was like, way too.
And he even brought up a good point. Like, I wish we could have seen the characters like linger around and fuck with them a little bit longer before ultimately they're dead.
Yeah, it's very straightforward.
Like the little cat mouse, they kind of see the characters a little more.
Like, technology failing, water under the bridge, the hangman.
Yeah, it was very.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
Very fast. Like, it was very, just like, here we go. Yeah.
They made it seem like they had just gotten there, like they were going to be there for a weekend, and it was like one night by the fire, boom, they're reading tarot cards, and then they leave and shit happens.
But
it seemed like things happened really quick. Like, well, this is
I feel like there was a giant, like, a giant time jump.
Yeah.
Like didn't
start
kill them off. Yeah, because you
and then all of a
it.
Sudden,
the
like,
quirky guy, and he was the one that
blonde chick's hella good at tarot cards. All of a sudden, and we're gonna listen to her like literally.
With that being said, I did like how they
do tarot for 30 minutes.
No. I mean that. Yes, but I did like how they figured out how to get out of it. How like they're talking it out, and all of a sudden she goes, "Oh, I need to read her." Like I thought that was kind of a clever way to kind of make it.
I'm gonna show all these tarot cards, but in the end, only four of them matter.
I wish that
you only get four monsters. There's your spoiler. You're gonna see like 30 tarot cards and hope that
seven monsters.
Who, John?
The priestess.
Yeah, you saw her.
The magician, the fool, death, the devil, and you had the astrologer.
I just brought up a point to Charlie. I would have liked it more if they would have done the tarot reading in the astrology room in the basement, and as she was doing the readings, all the different like different things in the room were like going off, like that were going to be part of their death in the future, but like little. That's where we could have seen like some of the characters come alive. Like the hand of that was on the ladder could have been like tapping on a like on a glass, or
well,
they
the thing
heard
is,
that.
Like, you had the priestess character and she was like done with like so fast.
Yeah, there was no. And I'm sorry, but if I'm gonna climb up a ladder into an attic and there's fucking candles lit everywhere, I'm out.
Even when footsteps were happening up there, I was out. Like, nope. A lot of good elements.
Oh yeah,
but for me they just didn't.
Yeah,
all
I agree
go
with
together
Charlie.
The way they should needed have. To build up more.
Yeah,
you
do
had
it.
No, you had no investment up. Into the characters.
Yeah,
what did you give it?
Eight.
I gave it an 8.
Hey gang, I give it 7.
Ooh,
I give it a 7.
For the 7 characters.
Yeah.
I'll give seven, it a 7 swords in the lady's back.
Ooh,
a lot of 7s.
She had 6 swords.
Would you want to see this at HHN?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got
yes,
characters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It would be a great maze because HHN already does black walls everywhere, so they don't have to do much.
Yeah, the transitions are
balls.
Yeah,
candles.
They could really step it up and just drop a ladder.
Would you want to see this at Discovery Kingdom?
I don't want to see anything at Discovery Kingdom. It would never be done right.
Are you going to Discovery Kingdom this year? Okay.
Only if you're going
we'll go
with
to Magic
us.
Mountain. Yeah, you know, if you went with us, I would go.
To Discovery Kingdom.
I dropped the
seriously.
Not
real. Okay. Everyone says they would want to see it at HHN, though. As a house?
I think as a house, it'd
yeah.
be good.
Because think about
the,
it. Think about
hangman,
it, Jimmy.
You're walking through ropes.
Well, I was going to say, they don't have to do anything much with the walls. You just walk into the black transition room.
They could have the card, the like it'd be like a poster.
And then the guy would pop out of it.
And they pop out of it.
Hangman would pop out with a noose.
Yeah, that
just
was
like
the
in
strongest of part of the movie, so it works right into it.
Any thoughts on the rumored shit that's coming to Halloween Horror Nights for real right now?
No, we'll wait and see.
Nothing? Beetlejuice ain't coming, buddy. I'm sorry.
Never say never, Jimmy.
It's not happening.
That's because you didn't say it 3 times.
Beetlejuice ain't coming.
It's showtime.
Stay tuned, though, Fast Pass with Us is making their return this weekend. You can
trending up.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, John, I'll tell you what, John, you record Hobbs Grove, and then what we'll do is the next one that we do of this, the Strangers episode, you can say what you guys thought of Hobbs Grove, and then as like a bonus, after you kind of give your review, we'll be like, okay, now we're going to John and Ashley's fucking Hobbs Grove audio, and then we'll play the audio. So, yeah. Definitely. If you're at Hobbs Grove on Saturday, look for John and Ashley. You're going to be... Jay and Amber, too. You're going to be doing, like, any kind of, like, outfit or anything for them to find you, John?
I haven't thought about it. I'm
Oh, fuck. You got to figure it out, bro.
No, but we already got it in.
I'll wear a Higby Horror on hat.
I'll wear my pumpkin Roosevelt.
Jason's wearing his pumpkin Roosevelt.
Or
okay.
Maybe I'll wear my David S. Pumpkins Roosevelt.
There you go. You can find everybody in the show notes. Thank you. The next one we do
of
these.
The week.
Oh.
Xander's list.
Xander's list.
Oh,
okay.
Been jumping. Look, he's dying.
So far, we've had Rotten Tomatoes.
And,
that was,
and David Zavall.
David, yeah. Okay. Xander?
Today's is Bob Iger.
Oh, okay. Why?
He's being a dick. He's cutting down costs on both Lucasfilm and Marvel. He's being a dick about it.
A really good choice.
He took away Rogue's ass.
That's where he got the budget for.
And also, he may do that to She-Hulk if there's a revival of the Hulk show, okay?
Oh, bro.
There might be. If there is, I will.
Why are you pointing at John right now?
I'm agreeing with him.
They have to back off on the movies and the shows so that they can look forward to future projects because they can't stand a chance in Florida against Universal's Epic Universe right now. So they're trying to think quick on their feet to do something.
I'm like, come on, the best mascot Universal has right now is a talking bear.
Doc Brown's out
there. Nah. But you got
Universal Monsters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Right, Scott Hardy.
Jaws, the shark.
That's T-Rex.
And then Dominus Rex. We have T-Rex.
Isn't there a Megalodon in there, too?
A Mosasaurus, not Megalodon.
Whatever. Dinosaurs were never my thing.
Jesus Christ.
Walter would be so mad right now.
Yeah.
Walter graduates high school. Congratulations, Walt. I got something I need you to listen to. This is your mom when you were about what?
3 and a half.
Yeah, there you go.
He asks me, and I'm like, ask your dad. I don't know.
Fuck dinosaurs.
What,
did your dad
call the
Velociraptors?
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back with another one.
Stay
spooky, scary. Who gives a shit? All right, thanks for listening. Goodbye.